Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend and a great start to your week. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. As always, you can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. And the website 1700thechamp.com. All the podcasts are up. I upload them in Audio Boom, but you can download them anywhere that you get your podcasts. This week on the show, let me see what we got going on here. We have Tuesday Minnesota Twins, Wednesday Minnesota Twins, and the Cardinals. Thursday is NFL Hall of Fame game, our first NFL football game, Jets Browns. Just looking at everything today, don't know how many of the Jets and Browns first team people will play. Probably not as many as you think, but we'll see what happens. Then the Twins have the Diamondbacks up in Minnesota for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is Twins and Tigers. And next Sunday is first Chiefs preseason game. So a lot of stuff going on. I have a promo out here too. And this is way in advance, but this is a pretty big deal. Tim McGraw coming to Wells Fargo Arena on March 21st. It's called Standing Room Only Tour. I saw Tim McGraw a long time ago, and he was really good, and I think he's still really good. So you may be asking yourself, hey, what's a sports station talking about Tim McGraw? Well, number one, I'm part of a bigger station, so it's kind of cool, and we have everything that you could wish and hope for. Country rock, we have it all. But there's places out there that Tim McGraw is known more for Blindside and some other TV shows than he is for singing. So that's where it brings in everybody. So how does this? So win them before you can buy them. On air with me. We're gonna do some stuff starting, I think, August 4th through the 10th. No, August, July 31st through August 4th. That starts today. So we'll be doing that as well. So looking forward to that. We're going to do it when Scott's in here with me, because that's way too much stuff for me to do. I would be behind if I did that. As always, I want to thank all the sponsors of the show. Right now, they've had a beautiful day, too. For homeless veterans golf outing at Legacy was today. They had great weather. Hopefully, they had a great day. It's been fun to get to talk about that. It's a big deal. It's to hope to help and give hope to homeless veterans. And Central Iowa Shelter and Services does a great job. Melissa does a great job, and extremely happy to help them out by, you know, throwing that out there as much as I can. Also, Northwest Bank, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Woodman Controls. And we will talk more about them as we move along in the show today. So I was in the midst of sending an email, and I lost track of time here. We're gearing up. We're gearing up for, I got my shirt today. I gotta make sure I don't mess up the name on, but I got my shirt today, which is kind of cool. It is, the Fat Boy Open, at Toad Valley. It's, close friends of the Brady's. I love me some Toad Valley. So we have that going on. We have the state fair. Think about that. We are, once we get to Thursday of this week, we are a week away. So we are a week and a couple of days away from the Iowa State Fair. A lot of fun stuff going on. Going to try to do our live show out there as much as we can. The only issue that we have doing our live show is we need board ops to run the stuff from back here, as we're running the stuff from out there. So we have to figure that out. But Scott and I will figure that one out. So we have that coming up. We just got a lot of stuff going on. We just got done with Newton Speedway last week. Still recovering. I mean, that's just a lot of time. We were out there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Saw a lot of great racing, a lot of great people, a lot of great acts. Just a lot of fun stuff, and a lot of fun stuff going on. So, with that being said, I'm going to start the day with. It might surprise some of you. Today is, I think, officially Gary Barta's last day as athletic director at the University of Iowa. And Beth Goetz starts her interim. I have talked about it with, an extreme, because people ask and we talk. Once they know that I do this radio show, they want to, what's the chances? What's the chances of them bringing in a big-time athletic director? I'm like, well, what do you consider to be a big-time athletic director? I consider Beth to be a big-time athletic director. I think she's going to do a great job. I think she's already been doing a great job. And I don't think you're going to see there's not going to be a drop-off with her being in charge. But she has, she's looking down the road. If you get this job, and I believe she will, you have some things that you're going to have to look into. I don't know how long Coach McCaffrey is going to be there. I know he's going to be there this year. My assumption is that he will be there next year, but I don't know that. I think a little bit of a wrench when Jack decided he wasn't going to go there. That's a huge hire. That's a nationwide search, big time hire, for whoever is there. I'm assuming it will be her, and I don't know if she wants to be the full-time athletic. I don't know, but she's vastly qualified and she's done a great job. And it's not an easy job. I mean, there's been things that have been happening there's things happening at every college, but there's things that have been happening at the University of Iowa for the last few years behind the scenes. And she's been taking care of them. Kirk Ferentz, does he have 3 to 5 more years in him? I don't know if he has that either. He looks pretty young. He doesn't look. I saw some pictures of when he was an assistant under Hayden. Wow. Not that he hasn't aged well, but you can tell being a Power 5 football coach is not an easy job to do. I mean, it wears on you, and I can see that. So whoever the next athletic director, I think Tom Brands is still quite young, and don't see him wanting to do anything else for quite some time. So she's pretty safe there, but it's going to be some interesting dynamics happening. And the same with Lisa Bluter and Jan Jensen. They may look like they're 40 years old, but they're not. And that's the thing that everybody always concerns themselves with is, the big grouping of wrestling, football, men's and women's basketball. Iowa excels at a lot of other things, as well as you and I, Drake, Iowa State, they all. So it's a big thing to do. It's a big time job. I mean, you're going to have at some point in time, everything catches up, right? So even looking at these, and I'm going to talk about the Pac-12 here probably in the second segment today, and hoping that they get a TV deal dollar amount out there by tomorrow or Wednesday at the latest. I have some thoughts on that. But today, Mark Jackson was let go at ESPN. Jeff Van Gundy, so Mike Breen, NBA. I mean, NBA is, now they have some games on TBS, but the ESPN is the NBA. And Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, their number one group, along with Mike Breen, are both gone. I saw one over the weekend where Keyshawn Johnson's contract work came out for when they let him go. And of all the people they let go, they had to pay him his whole entire contract. That was the wording that was in there. Hey, I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to every once in a while to come out to New York. I'll do some of it from home. I'll stop doing what I'm doing. But if you want me, it's up front. You know, I'm not going to be on for, I mean, I think he said a couple of years. They didn't even come close to that. Before you go, whoa, we got to make a change. He was smart enough. The deal that he worked for himself got him paid his whole contract. Those numbers in football, we all love watching college football. And college football is a pretty big business now. But if you're not getting paid billions of dollars from revenue streams watching all of our sports are going to change. And this isn't sports related. I saw today Yellow Freight. I always thought it was funny they called it Yellow Freight, but their logo was orange with the word Yellow Freight on there. I always thought that was funny. But as a kid growing up, there were Yellow Freight trucks everywhere. That's the only trucks. J.B. Hunt and Yellow Freight. I used to work at Union 76 out in Altoona when I was in high school. I worked for one of my friends who was my baseball coach. It's where I learned all my accounting. I worked out there and did that. And those were the trucks that you always saw. And it's a tough world out there, folks. It is expensive to transport all the stuff that we need. We're backlogged on all the stuff we need. Amazon has thrown a wrench into everybody. I mean, everything. And it's just the way it's going to be. That always leads me back into sports. Because what we think of sports today, and a couple of the guys at the radio station came in today and sat down and said, okay, thoughts on what's happening with the Big 12 and the Pac-12 and the Big 10 and the SEC and the ACC. And I'm like, I'd love to tell you. I know what I think, but I think it could change tomorrow. It could change the next day. Everybody that listens to this show knows what I think of the NCAA. I think the NCAA, when as started, had a lot of good things and had a lot of great ideas. And their biggest idea, the NCAA, was to make sure that student athletes coming in, just because they were in a sports program, their academic part of it didn't fall away. That's pretty much what the NCAA was there for. Let's make sure that we're just not bringing people in here just to play sports. And they did a great job at that. And then you have some things happen over time, and you start looking and we're like, wow, we didn't think of that. Or or even just some really horrible things like Penn State or Michigan State with different things that happened to student athletes. And you're going, oh my gosh, we really didn't think about that. And then when you think of all this money pouring in and name, image, and likeness and all that, well, we definitely didn't have any idea with that. And they still don't. Because the way they're, and I'm hard on them a lot. And when you pull the layers back, the reason that they're failing is because what's happening in collegiate sports right now is not what is in the bylaws and in what they thought college athletics was going to be. And in this day and time, when you can't get people to agree on red is red and blue is blue, there's no way to get everybody in a room and have everybody agree on what needs to happen. But the worst thing that you could do with that is just let it go and hope for the best. And that's where the NCAA is right now. They've let it go, and now they're hoping for the best. And now you're letting a bunch of, and this is, you know, four more football coaches came out this weekend. We got to do something, basketball coaches. We got to do something. You guys are coaches. Coach. Most of the ones that are complaining are ones that have had an advantage and don't have an advantage anymore. They need to coach. But the problem is somebody needs to take the reins and make it right. And last time I checked, Peyton Manning is a football guy, not a basketball guy. So he's out of the equation, or I'd have him in there trying to look at it. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Got plenty more to talk about. Talk a little bit more about Gary Barda. Man, I've got a ton of stuff. Be right back. I hope everybody had a great day. Little Hootie and the Blowfish. Yes. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. As always, you can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. The website, 1700thechamp.com. Tuesday, Wednesday, Twins, Cardinals. They're at the Cardinals. Thursday's Hall of Fame game, Jets and Browns. Friday is Twins Diamondbacks. And next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday's Twins and Tigers. That's another chance for the Twins. Twins kind of took it on the chin here this week. They did not have a good week. I pulled this up earlier today. They are a half a game in the front, and they are on a 5-game losing streak, and three of those to the Kansas City Royals. That would make T happy because he's a Royals fan, but the Kansas City Royals are 43 games below 500, and you just got beat. They are on a 5-game losing streak. Man, not a good sign there. But we're always happy to have them on. They still have some time. The trade deadline is tomorrow at noon, I do believe. So after having a 6-game win streak, and you go in and you play Kansas City, you don't want to be in a 5-game losing streak. Man, that hurts. This segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can bank on. Taking care of your personal business, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking. Whenever your phone is in your hand, go to nw.bank to take advantage of applying online for various types of loans. From a vehicle loan to a mortgage, it all starts there. On the website, you can visit the newsroom for all things Northwest Bank. You can view the Biz Buzz blog. I love saying that. It's my favorite thing. For their business insight, or simply use the multiple banking tools to enhance your banking experience. All this at nw.bank. Once again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can bank on. Member FDIC. There we go. Okay. So, just going through some other items that are out there. And there's a lot of things happened this weekend. Let me take a step back. In the general scheme of things, in 17 years, Gary Barta did way more good things than he did non-good things. I'm not even going to say that. I mean, they had a couple of slip ups. I'm not even saying a bad thing. I think what people, if they were going to say something about Gary Barta, with the amount of goodwill and everything that he had garnered, there were probably some things that he could have done quicker and would have made his legacy more, what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, his legacy would have been more longer lasting than probably what it's going to be. And that's probably an unfair rap. And it's an unfair world when it comes to, in 17 years, a lot of things changed in 17 years. The way you get your message across changed. The way that people get instant information. The way that you can have bad information and still get it out and have people read. All those things lead to horrific, horrific things that I wouldn't want to do his job. I wouldn't want to do Jamie Pollard's job. I wouldn't want that job for anything because there's just too many people to appease. You have the institution. You have the athletic programs. You have administration. You have fans. You have donors. You have commercial people that you're doing business with. You have all those things. There was a lot of great things, and I think that's what he needs to be remembered for. As right now, I'm sitting here and thinking when I first came and did radio, and I've had Gary Barta on a show with Wolfgang and I, and probably would have never had him on again. And I'll never forget that day that Wolfgang's like, if he doesn't answer my questions, I'm just going to keep asking him, Gary. He called me Steve. I'm just going to keep asking him until, and then he couldn't ask him anymore. And he threw his headphones down and walked out and walked around for a while and then came back in after it was over. He goes, I knew it was going to be that any different. And I'm like, Wolfgang, that's, they're really good at what they do. They're not going to let bad things get out, or they're not going to say something and slip up on the radio. But once again, being an athletic director in this day and age with social media, name, image, likeness, the transfer portal, the academic standards, all those things, just the dollars alone. And, here's the funny thing about I'm it's all well known. I'm an Iowa State fan. So I go to Iowa State tailgates and everybody, Iowa fans, they all go up to Iowa City and they do tailgates. And as an athletic director, you have to walk around those places as well. And It's not easy to have stuff shouted at you that you shouldn't be shouting and you shouldn't be hearing, but you have to live with that. And as to being on TV, and even when things are bad, how gracious and thoughtful his words were, and he didn't lose his temper. I couldn't do that. Not in a heartbeat. I couldn't do that. And I wouldn't like. Now, listen, I do a sports talk radio show, and there's things that happen that I don't agree with, and I get to give, we've had this before. I get to give my opinion. That doesn't mean I'm right. It doesn't mean I'm wrong, but it doesn't mean that Gary Barta has to listen to it. It doesn't mean that Jamie Pollard has to listen to it. I understand that. And I'm not going out of my way I've bitterly complained about some of the things that I think should have happened or could have happened, and they didn't. But overall, to have that job for 17 years and see all the growth in the athletic program, it's amazing what Gary Barta did to that point. Now, is everybody happy about all the coaching and everything? Well, no. I mean, it's kind of funny. The one thing that a saving grace for this year of all the things that happened with the football team and Coach Brian Ferentz and all that and all the talk. Listen, he got a run of Caitlin Clark for a whole year. That's not a bad gig. That's a really good gig. I mean, bringing goodwill to your school in droves by that is a great thing. Now, that's one of the things that Beth Getz, what she has to do is, and every athletic director has to do after having somebody or having someone like to follow somebody like Gary Barta, to have decisions to make in the near future, probably of someone with Kirk Ferentz stature, someone of Fran McCaffrey's stature, someone of Lisa Bluter and Jan Jensen's stature, is not an easy job to do. And then not having Caitlin Clark, but the great thing for the University of Iowa and women's basketball is how many more Caitlin Clarks are out there now that we didn't know about because there was no Caitlin Clark? I think a lot. Or Paige Beckers, or Alea Boston, or Angel Reese. I get all of them. Haley Van Lee, I get it. I understand it. I agree with it. I think it's going to be big time. I think it's bigger. It has a chance of growth. Does it have a chance of growth to get where the NCAA men's are right now? No. Does the NCAA men's, with everything that's going on, transfer portal, name, image, and likeness, the NBA made, they could change their rules again. You know, I don't see the up in NCAA men's basketball as I do in women's basketball. And when you're out there and you're watching 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old girls now going, well, I'm going to do that. Well, you're going to have a lot more Caitlin Clarks than you've had, because if you go back 10 years, there wasn't Caitlin Clarks doing that. I mean, Diana Taurasi did it in a way. Sue Bird did it in a way. What Caitlin did is she combined the two of them. So I think coming in, it's going to be easy, but that's not an easy job, and it's not an easy job to take, because you're going to have to make decisions in your athletic program, and that's difficult. All right, let's jump over really quick, and we'll talk more about this too. So today, Pac-12 commissioner George Kliakoff. I'm just going to call him Pac-12 commissioner. And he's expected to present a potential media rights deal to member institutions within the next 48 hours. That was early this morning. Well, not early this morning, but early this morning, West Coast time. One of the guys from the radio station came in and talked to me right before this, and he asked me what I thought about that. And I said, well, I have a couple of thoughts. I said he had to announce it. He had to announce something. Because you have a bunch of teams that are just sitting there going, okay, let me get this straight now. Yes, I've been in this conference for a long time. Some of them haven't been in that conference for a long time. But I've been in this conference for a while. And I know that the Big 12 has three spots left, because they got four spots above and beyond to get the same amount of money for television rights, as long as they were come from Power Five conference. And I know what that dollar amount is. It's $31.5 million. Now, here's the part that I don't understand. And the Pac-12 could come out tomorrow and have a better TV deal, and the whole world will be a better place. My issue with that is, if that was true, if he knew he was in that range, let's say it was 310 million, there's 10 of them, if my math is right. And I don't know, but that's, but you get it. So, I mean, that's 30 million. So you're close. I mean, you're not leaving for sure, because his problem is he needs to get to a certain number. He has to replace Colorado. He has to replace USC and UCLA. Or the TV rights just don't work. And see, that's what happened to the Big 12. And that's why when you really, really look at it, how the Big 12 maneuvered around and got things done and got those four teams to come as quickly as they did. Because the Pac-12 had every opportunity, every ample opportunity to grab some Big 12 teams. And it wasn't because they felt that would be disrespectful. It wasn't because they thought that wouldn't be fair to the Big 12. It was the Big 12 is below us and aren't the same stature as the Pac-12. Well, that's not true anymore. And the two teams with the most stature in the Pac-12 leave to go to the Big 10 next year. And now the Pac-12, who could have done something about it years ago, and the Big 12 would have had nowhere to go. If the Pac-12 would have wanted to grab a couple of those teams, the Big 12 as we know it would not have existed. But they're, I don't know what got in their way. I was going to say pride, but it wasn't pride. Their stuck-upness got in their way. And they decided that there were no teams in the Big 12 that were good enough to come to the Pac-12. Well, that's not true anymore, and we've already seen a team leave. So now they're losing three teams. So they lose Colorado, they lose USC, they lose UCLA. So my thinking today was, if he had a deal that was in that $28 to $30 million deal, and now he knows that Colorado's gone, and so that takes that amount of money and just divides it out equally among everybody else, why didn't he announce this a long time ago? Why didn't he announce it 3 days ago? My feeling is it's not $31.5 million, and now they're trying to figure out how you keep Arizona from leaving and how you keep whoever else is going to follow, because the Big 12 has three spots left. They might as well fill them. It's going to be very interesting. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fan. A little bit of potpourri, and then we'll dive right back into sports in the second hour. Be right back. Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook at 1700 The Champ and the website 1700thechamp.com. Minnesota Twins baseball Tuesday and Wednesday against the Cardinals. 6 o'clock pregame, so right after the show. Thursday is the NFL Hall of Fame game. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Diamondbacks. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday's Tigers. So they have a chance, again, to keep up. They're a half game up. They need to stay atop that division. That's what's going to help them. This segment is going to be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance. Provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout Central Iowa and the Midwest. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense and proper health care and be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology. Provide a peace of mind and protect our future by being certified partners of science-proven microbial control. Go to heritagebld.com, BLDG.com, to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services. Thank you to Heritage Building Maintenance. Okay, so a lot of stuff going on. We'll come back around in the second hour a little bit and talk a little bit more Pac-12, talk a little bit more Gary Barta, today being his last day. We always try to hit some potpourri out there. A few things We talked a little bit. Yellow Freight, over 30 years in business, reports of closing, 30,000 jobs at stake. That's a lot. Cardi B was at a concert, singing at a concert, singing over by a group, and somebody threw a drink at her, threw a drink at her, not the glass, but sprayed a drink on her, and she threw her microphone at her, and now she is pretty close to being charged with a assault charge. I'm like, she's on stage performing. Somebody paid to watch her perform, and you throw a drink at her, and she's not expected to retaliate. That seems a little weird to me. I'm struggling with that one a little bit. I don't know. Peyton Manning. My goodness. I'm trying to figure out. I'm a huge Peyton Manning fan. Omaha Productions, what they're doing and their stuff they're doing on ESPN is amazing. He was in Green Bay, and he's talking to Matt LaFleur, and he's talking about Jordan Love. And Jordan Love's had a rough go. And you think, man, the Green Bay Packers, of all teams, traded up to pick me to kind of do what they've done. Had Brett Favre, got Aaron Rodgers, let him learn, become a great quarterback. Jordan Love, come in, Aaron Rodgers, learn, live, learn, get better. Oh, nope, it's Aaron Rodgers. He's mad. He's had a tough go. From all accounts, it's really funny because you have two quarterbacks, different scenarios, but they're in the same boat. And the other one is Trey Lance in San Francisco. They spent a high draft pick to draft him. And if you look right now, and even though today, this, you know, first day in pads, well, Brock Purdy had a tough day. He was like 16 for 18. Had a couple of bad throws. Had his elbow hit and seemed to be fine. I don't think there's any doubt in the world in San Francisco that Brock Purdy is going to be your opening day quarterback unless something happens to him, heaven forbid. Something happens to him between now and the first game on September 7th of that week there. And dollar-wise, Sam Darnold came cheap. Sam Darnold's used to this offense. I'm assuming unless Sam Darnold plays spectacularly poor, that he's going to be the backup quarterback, and Trey Lance is going to be on the trade market. And from what I've seen, somebody's going to pick him up because he's got a ton of talent. I just don't think San Francisco, with their particular situation, a Super Bowl roster, can have a quarterback back there who makes as many mistakes. Do you know why Brock Purdy played last year? He doesn't make mistakes. Out of, 60 games that he started for Iowa State, mistake prone was probably, three, four games? That's a low number. Is that game different last year if Brock Purdy doesn't get hurt? I mean, San Francisco's defense stepped up. If he doesn't get hurt, and then their backup quarterback gets hurt, and he has to stand in there and just hand the ball off, if they would have had seen that, that's the reason the NFL changed the rules, so you wouldn't have to do that. You would have a quarterback that at least knew the plays, was at practice all the time, but during a game, if you have two quarterbacks go down, you could bring him onto the field. Now he's on the field. I think that's a great rule, by the way. But in that situation, and Peyton, getting back to Peyton Manning, I don't know what he wants to do. I think he loves doing his Omaha productions for ESPN. I think they love doing the telecast. I don't know if he wants to get in the booth, because I think he wants to travel at his will and at his time and when he wants to, instead of every week. I think Eli's the same way. I think both of them want to go see Arch play in Texas. I think that's part of it as well. But he's far too talented to be doing what he's doing. I mean, I listen, I watched. I mean, I don't know what to say about him. That's how much respect I have for Peyton Manning. And I hate the fact that injuries took him away sooner rather than later. And sometimes they didn't have the same caliber of team to defeat the Patriots. And in the whole scheme of things, is Tom Brady a better NFL quarterback than Peyton Manning? Probably so. But it's not as big as what some people think. I don't think that. I think it's closer than what people think, and I think, you know, coaching, front office, and just little bits and pieces out there. I don't know. I think Peyton Manning is darn close. But outside of that, what he's done and what he's going to continue to do, listen, Tom Brady has his money, and he can do whatever he wants, and he's going to go down. He's going to go down as the greatest quarterback of all time just because of everything that he's done. Because there's never going to be another team. Not the way the NFL is there, not the rules they have. And the rules are only going to get more stringent. They're not going to loosen up. So here's what the NFL wants. They don't want somebody winning 7 out of 10 Super Bowls. They would love a new team winning the Super Bowl every year. That's the best thing for them. And I think they have an NFL right now that's built that way, that it's going to be somebody different every year. Now, for the Kansas City Chiefs not to win a couple in a row, you're going to have something happen. I will give you that. Because there are teams that got better, but Kansas City got better. And Kansas City's in a lot better salary cap space than a lot of teams are. In this last, I don't even know. Maybe I'll save this one. I have a Kobe Bryant thing, and I thought it was really, really cool about load management. I'm not a huge load management fan. I think you guys know that. And just for the simple reason I don't like load management is because I've been to Minneapolis with my nephew a couple of times, and we went there to see specific traveling team players, and they didn't play. And I hate that, especially for a team in Minnesota. Not struggling, but just needs a pick-me-up every once in a while. They've made the playoffs. They needed a pick-me-up every once in a while from these teams, and they just don't play their players. It's very agitating. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. That's the end of this first hour. Second hour coming up. A lot more to talk about. I'll be right back. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Second hour already. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. Minnesota Twins, Cardinals, tomorrow and Wednesday, 6 o'clock pregame. Thursday, NFL Hall of Fame game starts at 6:30 pregame. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Diamondbacks and Twins. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Tigers and Twins. Just a quick reminder, it's Monday. We all want to get to Friday. Slow down. Drive safe. Bunch of accidents out there. Slow her down a little bit. We've got to get everybody home. Get everybody back to work tomorrow and do it all over again. So be careful out there, folks. This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls Company, is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. They provide, design, engineer, install, program, and service HVAC, lighting, card access, camera controls. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and find out everything about an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. Woodman Controls, thank you very much. Okay, just a few things here. I scribbled some off, brought some in. We've talked a little bit about the NFL this offseason. Teams trying to get below the salary cap, trying to work through all their camps and stuff. They've had a couple of situations that are really starting to irritate me a little bit. So I always talk about things that irritate me a little bit. The Buffalo Bills and Naheem Hines, and they're being stubborn with their contract. He was on a jet ski, parked on a lake, and somebody came up and ran into him, and they're saying that he broke his contract because he was doing crazy things on a jet ski. Don't think that's crazy things on a jet ski. I think that's just sitting there, and somebody that wasn't paying attention came and ran into him and broke his leg. The Indianapolis Colts, Jeffrey Lurie, Jonathan Taylor, you just lost your running back that you thought was going to be able to take some snaps, per se. If Jonathan Taylor would hold out, Zach Moss broke his arm. He's out 4 to 6 weeks. Jeffrey Lurie today said, you know what? If I wasn't here tomorrow and everything ended, nobody would know who Jonathan Taylor was anyway. Well, Jonathan Taylor has been I don't even know how to start. He's been your most valuable player. He's never said a word, never give the team any grief, never done anything wrong, and you just don't want to pay him because this is, you know, where I wish I had this one. Watch your mouth. I was going to say, you know, because they're the owners and everyone is not playing fair with running backs in the NFL. Or like, their lifespans aren't as long as some other players. Well, other players don't get the same percentage of carries and hits that a running back does. They're colluding. I'm sorry, they're colluding against running backs. They're trying as a group to keep the running back room at a level pay scale. Now, their problem is you have owners that don't listen. Then the reason that most of these people are in this problem would be none other than, yes, that guy, Jerry Jones, and Ezekiel Elliott, who he paid a ton of money for and then just let him go and paid him because he's Jerry Jones. Well, Jim Irsay doesn't want to do that with Jonathan Taylor, and the Buffalo Bills don't want to do it with Naheem Hines. Now, here's the part that gets me with the Buffalo Bills, and this was one of the things I was going to talk about today too. Damar Hamlin was out in full pads for the first time today. So on the team, with all that goodwill and everything from everybody for what happened to Damar Hamlin, you have another running back that wasn't out messing around. He wasn't out. He was on a lake, on a jet ski, sitting still, and someone came up and ran into him, and you want to not pay him. Talk about having two. How much goodwill and money to pass along to many different companies and nonprofits of all the goodwill that happened with Damar Hamlin and you did, and you turn around and do this. This is why people don't believe that the owners have everything, they're on their up and up. When it was when you got publicity and you could do that and you could see how much publicity you got, boy, you were in there. But this one is a no-brainer. He wasn't out doing anything wrong. You have, if the clause in the contract is if you were out doing something on the jet ski that you shouldn't have been doing and you get hurt. He got ran into while sitting on a jet ski. That looks bad for the Buffalo Bills. They're losing some of the goodwill that they got from Damar Hamlin. The Jonathan Taylor thing is, and here's another owner, Jeffrey Lurie. And if you dig deep, that might have been one of the only owners that was backing Daniel Snyder. Because Daniel Snyder said that on some owners, if you get me, I get you. Now, I don't know what's all going on there, but listen, it's Jonathan Taylor. Until you had an horrible season last year, I guarantee you that Jonathan Taylor was the number one or number two pick in almost every fantasy football draft last year. And that's how you treat your veteran player that's never done anything wrong, never been in any trouble. It drives me absolutely bonkers. Sad news. It's been a tough week on misunderstood, iconic stars who have passed away. We had Paul Reubens pass away. If some of you don't recall a Paul Reubens, it is Pee Wee Herman, and Sinead O'Connor passed away. Both without doubt, very popular, interesting, had some hiccups. Sinead O'Connor's hiccup, she ripped a picture of a Pope in half on Saturday Night Live. Pee Wee Herman, a few little here's and there's. They were iconic. Iconic stars. People that you say their name, people remember who they are, even if they've never even seen them or anything. The name means something. I thought that was really... It was a sad week. A sad weekend. This is for the life of me. Major League Baseball. And I understand. We tend to forget that commissioners of sports, NBA commissioner, Major League Baseball, the hockey, football, they work for the owners. So I understand when Major League Baseball has extended Rob Manfred for 6 more years. Now, I think baseball is in a better place than it was 3 years ago. I don't know if that's his doing. Roger Goodell, listen. The way football is, you really have to be doing some bad stuff to ruin that. But they make some silly decisions too. Adam Silver in the NBA, they keep trying. You still have times that you just go, do they really all sit in a room and come up with these ideas and go, that is one of the best ideas I've ever heard in my life? I don't get to be in rooms very often, but when I am, it has to be a really good thing for me to go, that's the best idea I've ever heard in my life. Do do I agree with some of the things that they've done? I absolutely do. I love the pitch clock. I love the bigger bases. I love anything and everything that has to do with baseball that speeds the game up. And I have friends that are throwing stuff at the radio because they're old school and they like to slow it down. I want to speed it up. Wow. That's what happens when you get passionate. I ripped my headphones out. I want to slow it down. I mean, no, I don't want to slow it down. I want to speed it up even more. I still think they take too long. I still think they do 19 adjustments and you're just sitting there going, throw the pitch. You have some of the, I mean, I watched a bunch of highlights this weekend. There's some great baseball being played by young players. I don't know if anybody watched Sunday game of the week. It was the Baltimore Orioles and the Yankees. We were at the bunker in Pleasant Hill at Copper Creek Golf Course. Give them a little plug. Had dinner last night. It was Nana, Jennifer, and I, and we're watching baseball. And these young Baltimore Orioles were a blast to watch. They're celebrating, they're running, they're hitting. They were up 7-0 after the first inning. They have young pitching. They have young stars. De La Cruz with the Cincinnati Reds just had his, I have to make sure. It was either his second or third four-hit game. He's a rookie that didn't even get called up at the beginning of the season. He's doing unbelievably, I can't even tell you that somebody who can get from first to third in 10 seconds can also hit his fourth baseball out of a stadium and play shortstop and throw a ball 98 miles an hour to get somebody out at home. And is having fun in baseball. These Baltimore Oriole kids are having a blast. I love it. It's the coolest thing. Can't wait to see more of it. Hope they keep winning. I really do, because it's not easy. I get it. I know that it's not easy. But it is, it's worth watching on TV now. And the crazy thing is, it's probably not on TV enough. So we are, today's Monday. So when we get to Thursday, we are a week away from the Iowa State Fair. At that same time, add two more days onto that. We are, we'll be ready to go to Knoxville to watch sprint cars. It is 4 days of your summer, the 62nd NOS energy drink. The Knoxville Nationals, Wednesday, August 9th through the 12th. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Man, I miss that. So I am 57 years old, and I think I went to my first sprint car race in Knoxville when I was 9. So I've been going, well, when my parents were alive, we went a lot. And then marrying into the Schaffner family with Bumpa, I mean, racing became a huge, even a bigger deal. It was just a different type of racing. And my parents love sprint cars. And they love Knoxville, for that matter. But that is some exciting stuff. I got a couple minutes here. Let me throw a couple of these. So I mentioned earlier that Brock Purdy came back today, said he had a rough, this is the funny thing. This is how they lead their story. It's David Lombardi. I'll give him credit for it. Brock Purdy had a rough two-throw stretch, bad underthrow, followed by a floating interception. but was otherwise accurate. He even had a stretch of 8 straight completions to finish 12 of 16. There was a hold-your-breath moment late in practice when Clinton Farrell knocked the ball out of Purdy's arm, but his elbow held up fine. I mean, he had a bad two-throw stretch. He was Mr. Irrelevant. Almost led the San Francisco 49ers to the Super Bowl. Demolished his elbow and has come back and is practicing already. And he had a couple of bad throws. Man, tough crowd. One more. It's not even August yet. And I got to give Iowa State Wrestling some love. Iowa State has sold the most season tickets that it's ever sold for the wrestling program. That's awesome. Extremely happy. Wrestling in this state between you and I, Iowa State and Iowa, is top notch and only going to get better. And the coaches are great. They're fun to listen to. They're fun to hang out with. It's a lot of fun. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We got a Bryce Young comparison coming up. We got ESPN talking about breaking off their parts of their company. A lot to talk about. Be right back. Happy Monday, everybody. Second segment of this second hour on Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, and Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Welcome in. Glad to have you. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. The website's 1700thechamp.com. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. My partner Scott's going to be in here with me. We got a new book about the Chicago Cubs. We have an author coming in with us on Wednesday. We have a bunch of other stuffs coming up and pretty excited about it. Like I said, we are a week and a couple of days away from being at the Iowa State Fair. We are definitely hoping to be there Thursday, the first day of the fair. And then seeing what Monday through Friday of that following week looks like with both of our schedules. So we'll see what happens. Minnesota Twins, Tuesday, Wednesday, playing the St. Louis Cardinals in St. Louis. Thursday night is the Hall of Fame game. Jets and the Browns. 6:30 pregame. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins and Diamondbacks. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Twins and Tigers. So we have all that going on. This segment is going to be brought to you by me, because I've read all these already. So I do have, once again, at some point in time, I will have more information. I got in here a little late today, but we are the all of our shows, KJJY, KJGO, 1700 Champ, Vibe, everybody. Tim McGraw is coming to Wells Fargo Arena. He's coming on March 21st. Tim McGraw, standing room only tour with Carly Pearce. If you've never heard Carly Pearce, really, really good. Very exciting. Very excited. I'm a huge Tim McGraw. And sometimes, and it's funny, because we even... they even kind of said this, and then a few of us, you know, sometimes you'd think, well, maybe the format doesn't fit KGGO. I mean, come on, it's KGGO. And some sports, it's Tim McGraw. He's a country, Tim McGraw, Blindside. I mean, come on. He's had some pretty amazing, plus his music. I love his music as well. So, tickets go on sale Friday, August 4th. And it is March 21st at Wells Fargo. That'll be a heck of a concert. I kind of, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, kind of get that same kind of vibe, and I think that's pretty cool. So looking forward to that. Okay. Let me get here. This just kind of broke here about 50 minutes ago. And Scott and I have been talking about this for a while. And it has to do with Pat McAfee. ESPN would love to, well, they want Pat McAfee on their college football show. He helps that show. He brings a whole different audience to that show. You know, and it's kind of funny too, because you would think just being college football, you could bring different people in and they could do different things. Pat McAfee brings a whole nother level of just followers there. I the only thing, if the boys would be sitting here talking to me right now, they'd say, you know, Barstool is kind of the same, is, you know, having that following that they have. And a lot of people thought that Pat McAfee, maybe his radio show would go on to ESPN as well. And I'm like, Scott and I both have agreed with, there's no way. He can't do, that's the reason he was, when I first, after my first stint here, when I came back for my second stint here, he was the lead-in to my show that is now Maggie and Perloff. And it was a great lead-in. Almost, I mean, it didn't last as long as everybody thought. And right before I was supposed to get him to be on the show, he no longer was there and kind of went back. It doesn't, commercial radio doesn't fit his shtick. They use language you can't use on the radio. And he doesn't need it. His following is amazing. I don't know. I mean, there are probably some sports stars out there, but entertainment, sports radio entertainment, I don't think Stephen A. is Pat McAfee. I don't even think he's close. Dan Patrick's not that big. Dan Patrick is the gold standard of doing this type of show. Dan Patrick's been doing this for 30 years. Did it with Rob Dibble, and now he does it with the Danettes. I mean, he's the gold standard, right? But even Dan Patrick's audience doesn't get where Pat McAfee's audience is. And the other icon, and happens to be an icon on this station, it's Jim Rome. He's another one, but I don't think his audience is the same as that. First off, Scott and I couldn't believe what they were willing to pay Pat McAfee, because you're laying off all these people and then you're bringing someone in to, you know. I didn't understand all of the details, but for people that thought that he was going to be in the fall, was going to hop on and be on ESPN, Barrett Sports Media said, man, that's it won't be that soon, and it might not be at all. So that's a little crazy. Today, for all you Iowa high school football fans, today is the first official day of football camps. They had their dead week last week, and you could tell that it was dead week because you could tell all the coaches were out doing things that they know they're not going to get to do for the next 12 weeks, 13 weeks. So that's the start of a great tradition, Iowa high school football. We're going to do a ton more this year with Iowa high school football, and have specific guests that I have in mind come in, Scott and I talking about Iowa high school football. And we're going to try to do a lot more, at least a couple of segments on a couple of days that Scott's in here with me to devote to Drake, you and I, Iowa and Iowa State, specific, you know, not just top stories of the day, just specifics, just kind of talking our way through some of that. And then we're going to start ramping up probably after the fair. So that is the, when is it? It's, I think it's the 10th through the 21st, 22nd, something like that. Then we'll ramp up on the NFL. You know, we just, we have a lot of things we want to do coming into this new, I mean, we're coming into where that we could do a 4-hour show instead of trying to figure out what we want to do in our 2-hour show. So we're pretty excited about all that happening. So Iowa high school football on the way. I found this really surprising. I have the top four selling jerseys in the NFL right now. I would have guessed two of them, maybe. I would have guessed one for sure, and he's number four. And that's Jefferson from the Minnesota Vikings. Justin Jefferson. Number three, Derrick Henry. Would have never in a thousand years thought a running back would even, and especially in Tennessee. Maybe Tennessee buys more jerseys than I know. Number two was surprising, but up and coming, I guarantee you, and you're going to hear a lot more of him, and it's not Aaron Rodgers, but it's his teammate. It's Sauce Gardner, the corner for the New York Jets. And this is East Coast and Philadelphia, baby. Number one selling jersey in the NFL right now is Jalen Hurts. I would not have guessed any of them except for Jefferson. That would have been the only one. Pete Thamel does a great job for ESPN. Amazing writer. Had a little added commentary to the Northwestern issues. They're expected hire of Skip Holtz to come in as a special assistant to the head coach. Holtz brings 22 years of college head coaching experience and will keep his job as head coach of the Birmingham Stallions of the USFL as well. They have to do something. They're going to have a coaching. I'm trying to think of the word I want to use. The experience level of their coaching staff is going to drop so much that you had to have somebody come in that's actually been there and done that before in that short of time. This is the one that I wanted to tell you about, Kobe Bryant. It's a Monday, so it's kind of a potpourri Monday. There were some big stories out there, but on the Pac-12, Big 12, I was going to talk a lot about that today, but since the Pac-12 says they're going to come out, here's the issue. If they don't come out with their numbers tomorrow, it's going to start getting red hot for the Pac-12. And I hope they do. And I, for the good of college football and the individual B that was in here with me talking before, you know, he was saying, is it going to be two conferences? The best way for this to go forward is four. That's the best. The next best is three. The worst is two or do nothing. That would be even worse. And it's going to be a long, drawn-out process because at some point in time, you have to break away from the NCAA. But we'll get to that. This was Kobe Bryant on load management. It said, it's your job to be ready to perform every night. And as a competitor, I'm not ducking crap. He didn't say crap. He said, we had a game against Toronto where my back was a mess. Didn't say that, but it was a mess. The perception would have been Kobe's ducking Vince Carter. I was like, excuse me, I don't think so. That's what made Kobe different. And here's the fun part about that. And it was the fun part about the relationship between Shaq and Kobe and the differences between like Kobe and LeBron James or Kobe and Michael Jordan. Kobe didn't care if he was up 40 or down 40. He wasn't going to change the way he played. It didn't matter to him if he was hurt or not hurt. He was going to play the same way he played. His biggest issue for those years that he was with Shaq, he knew what Shaq was. Shaq was an amazing father, an amazing human, an amazing man, and a 14-year-old in a 7'2", 300-pound frame who wanted to have fun at everything he did. Shaq now, still the same, a business mogul. I think he's outstanding on the NBA team with Barkley and everybody, but he's still a big kid. Kobe wasn't that. Michael Jordan wasn't Kobe. Now, could there have been a Kobe without a Michael and getting people accustomed and used to somebody yelling at their teammates and making them try to do better? And Kobe was relentless on the basketball court, no matter what basketball court. But what a thought. If more NBA players had that same thought of, this is going to make me look bad because people are thinking I'm ducking somebody even though I'm hurt, but I'm going to play for the people. That's pretty crazy that's how that went. The saddest part of all of this is the fact with Kobe is the fact that we lost him and his daughter, because from all accounts, his daughter was him. Same thought process, same work ethic, same determination, and you lost both of them. And I think that was the saddest part of all of this, was losing the pair. Because big things were coming from her too. I don't care if she wouldn't have got any bigger, none of that. She would have been amazing as a human because she was Kobe to a T. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day. Last segment on this Monday. A lot to talk about, a lot to go over. Don't leave me. Get back in here. One more segment, about 10 minutes. Get in here. Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Last segment on this Monday. Hope you've all had a great day. Drive safely home. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Twitter is at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. Minnesota Twins baseball. Tuesday, Wednesday, they play the Cardinals. Thursday is Hall of Fame game, our first NFL game of the year. 6:30 pregame. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Twins have the Diamondbacks. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they have the Tigers. They got to get some wins. They're a half a game up on a 6-game losing streak. Got to figure that out. As always, want to thank Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, and Heritage Building Maintenance for being a part of our program. And off to a little bit of potpourri to end the day. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 countries in the world that have a divorce rate of over 50%. I found that fascinating. And if you add, if you went over 40%, then you add another 8. I would have never. So the lowest divorce rates in the world: India, 1%. Vietnam, 7%. Mexico, 17%. Egypt, 17%. South Africa, 17%. Brazil, 21%. Turkey, 25%. And then they all go up above 38%. To the worst is Portugal, Spain, and Luxembourg that are all over 80%. So 80% of marriages fail in those countries. Eek. That is an eek. An eek, eek. the things that either people send me ore I get is completely crazy. Once again, the 4 days, August 9th through the 12th, is Knoxville Nationals. That's always a big deal for a bunch of my buddies, so kind of looking forward to that. Okay, one of the biggest stories today I hadn't had time to talk about, I'm going to talk about a little bit now. So the PGA Tour executive, his name is Ron Price. He was under oath in the Senate hearing today, and this was the core of what he said, that the PGA Tour this year for the 2022-2023 season will bring in $2.1 billion and pay $1 billion out to the players. The PGA Tour also put out their prize money at $435.7 for the 22-2023 FedEx Cup schedule. Then they paid out $50 million in PIP. The Champions Tour is $62.5 million. The Corn Ferry Tour was $29 million and $10 million for the Latin American Tour. Canada, China, etc., being generous, adding in $154 million. And adding in $154 million from the latest available tax return for player retirement earnings gets them to $741.2 billion. So he was in the Senate today, went through all these numbers, and he has a $350 hole in what he said. So what is if you went off the math that he gave, the PGA Tour brought in $2.1 billion, and they paid out $650 million to its players. And that those are senior players. It's all Corn Ferry Tour, everything. Where did the other $350 million go? Come on, folks. You're in front of Congress. I know that Congress isn't what it used to be, and half the people in there probably don't tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help them. But come on. You're in enough upheaval because of your wanting to take that $2 billion and make it $8 billion by bringing in Saudi Arabian money, and you can't even cover your own money and know where all of it goes. Now, on a little bit higher regard here, one of my favorite players growing up, the Pittsburgh Steelers were always on the TV when I was growing up. This is what kills me, because I got a bunch of friends that are Pittsburgh Steelers fans. And I love the Steelers because I didn't like the Raiders and I didn't like the Vikings. And Steelers would be on TV. This is a little description of Rocky Blyer. In 1970, still suffering from wounds he received in Vietnam, Rocky Blyer reports to Steelers training camp. The Steelers would place him on IR and pay his salary for the year. That's the kind of family the Rooney family was, and that's the kind of person that Rocky Blyer was. They bought me time, and they bought me a chance, and he repaid them handsomely as well. That's the part of the Pittsburgh Steelers that everybody, that people forget about, is the Rooney family and that great run that they had. ESPN now has kicked both Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy out of the booth for NBA. So the NBA are looking for two new people to team with Mike Breen, who does the play-by-play. I don't know. It is... So you're going to get this a lot, and Dan Lanning, who is the coach of the Oregon Ducks, they asked him today and this was the read from Andy Stipp. Lanning's got jokes. He also has a very good roster, which is probably why he isn't that worried about the Colorado leaving the conference. He goes, "Do I have a reaction? I'm trying to remember what they won to affect this conference, and I don't remember. Do you remember them winning anything? I don't remember them winning anything either." In a conference that's in a heated turmoil like the Pac-12 is, and you're a head football coach of the Oregon Ducks, you don't say anything. Don't buy in. Don't let them bait you to saying something stupid like that. Oregon Ducks have not been relevant in football. Rarely ever. And they have Nike money. That's not a great thing for him to say. And right now, as it stands, and this is what someone sent me today, because now they've lost USC, UCLA, and Colorado at the end of the year, and they're hoping that they can stave off more. And they said, we'll be fine. And remember, this is trying to get a TV contract. And this is what somebody sent me today, because they said I didn't know what I was talking about. They're going to be fine because they can survive by grabbing San Diego State, Hawaii, Gonzaga, and Boise State. Okay, Gonzaga only plays basketball, and you're not a basketball conference, and you're expecting $31.5 million to try to keep teams from going to the Big 12 or somewhere else, and you're going to bring in San Diego State, Hawaii, Gonzaga, and Boise State. Really? And you wonder why you're in trouble. I saw this one today, and it's closer than I've seen, except for I think they have Jalen Hurts too low. But they put these in the ultimate franchise quarterback, that's Patrick Mahomes, bona fide franchise quarterback, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, and Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if I have Aaron Rodgers there because of his age. And of all of those, I think I would bring Jalen Hurts up. I think I might even bring Trevor Lawrence up, and I might knock down Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. I think the four best quarterbacks in football, and Josh Allen could prove me wrong. Trust me, it's easy to do. I think it's Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Jalen Hurts, And you have Patrick Mahomes too. I don't know. And they have Dak Prescott in there too. That's going to take some time for me to buy into that one as well. Justin Herbert, once again, and this is the one that I get killed on when I put this on social media, and I swear to you, it's because of, it's just because of who's coaching that team. And that has, with every quarterback that you put on a list, you have to put who's coaching them, to be fair. And I think that's how you rank them, because that's what matters. It matters on who's in their ear and who's doing what. It's a big deal. And they don't do that. They only put the quarterback, or they talk about the coaching. They don't talk about both. Good or bad. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.